the best way to start your sports weekend. This is the WILS Weekend Kickoff with Dave Benton on 1320 WILS.
Jim Comperoni from Spartan Mag will be with us at 10:30 talking about the hiring of Dane Fife at Michigan State. Also, Dave Burkett from the Detroit Free Press will be with us at 10 o'clock talking about the NFL Draft and the Detroit Lions. We will also get the Tigers and Wings. We'll talk more about the NFL Draft starting right now, and then we will also talk plenty about Dane Fife. Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS. Dave Benton here with Scott Eckersley, my co-host and producer. And Scott, we were talking a little bit about the quarterbacks, but we didn't really get too much into them. And I just want to get your opinion on a couple of these guys. You know where I stand with Blaine Gabbert. I think he's a complete waste of space. I think whoever drafts him is going to end up wasting 5 years of their NFL franchise. I think that Cam Newton is the worst idea as a number one pick, maybe in the history of number one picks. I'm going to go that far. And I, of these quarterbacks, I don't see a single one that is a Pro Bowler, and Ryan Mallett is the only one that could be a Pro Bowler. Your thoughts?
Well, as I told you last night, Cam Newton, he's going to hold out. I can just see it already.
Yes.
He's going to want more money because, I mean, come on. Look at the history here, folks. Then Blaine Gabbert, he's a joke. I mean, 1 year of decent football. Jake Locker's a center fielder. Andy Dalton, he's a ginger. So, I mean, teams are already against him for that, apparently.
Yes.
Who else? Ryan Mallett is a cokehead, apparently.
Accurate.
Let's see. Who else is there? Colin Kaepernick played at Nevada.
Christian Ponder.
Is he any better than Chris Winkie?
No. He's worse than Chris Winkie. Why would anybody draft a Florida State quarterback? Ever. Florida State hasn't got a good quarterback.
Is he a good point guard? Can he play in the NBA?
I don't know.
That's how I judge my Florida State quarterback.
Since Chris Winkie, they haven't had a good quarterback, is really what it comes down to. Chris Ricks, the entire group has just been awful. So why you would go for a Florida State quarterback, especially in the first round, is beyond me. You know, I look at Ryan Mallett, and Ryan Mallett, like I said, I think he's the most talented of this group because of his arm strength, because of his ability to read coverages. And playing in a Bobby Petrino offense is not easy to do. It's shotgun, it's spread, but it's also very complex. You have to make a lot of reads in that offense. So I think Ryan Mallett has the ability to be there. However, Ryan Mallett's mobility, and I'm not talking scrambling downfield, I'm talking in the pocket, to me signals red flags of possibly getting sacked a lot. And when you get sacked a lot, first of all, you might get hurt. Second of all, you get rattled. And third, some zip comes off of those passes and you start throwing more interceptions. So although I like Ryan Mallett the best, if Ryan Mallett goes to a bad situation, I think Ryan Mallett is not going to have a good career.
You know what would be great? If he went to the Colts and was able to learn
under Peyton
Manning.
That would be fantastic. I think that would be a great fit for him. I really do, because all these quote-unquote character issues, which kind of cracks me up. Because, you know, A.J. Green got a DUI, yet nobody's saying anything about his character issues. And now we talk about Ryan Mallett, who allegedly has been doing drugs. We don't even have proof of that.
Well, he apparently admitted to NFL GMs and higher-ups during interviews.
Okay. A kid does drugs in college. Shocking. Kid gets a DUI in college. Not shocking either. But to me, they're almost on the same level as far as character issues go, yet we give A.J. Green a free pass, and Ryan Mallett has slipped almost 30 spots in this draft.
There must be a lot of people who are against Ryan Mallett, or one team really wants him down about pick 20, and they don't want anybody else to like him.
Yes, yeah. So I like Ryan Mallett, the quarterback. I'm not sure Ryan Mallett could be a successful pro because of his mobility situation. He looks like he's going to get sacked a lot.
See, that's the thing. I mean, going back, the Colts are my favorite team. Peyton Manning is my favorite player. He's not the most agile guy. I like a quarterback who has a big arm and can make throws. But you are right. If you can't shimmy side to side a couple steps, you're pretty useless.
Even
back
Dan
there.
Marino had a feel in the pocket. and could move around in that pocket and knew where to go. Ryan Mallett, I haven't seen that out of him in Arkansas or Michigan, that when he has a feel on the pocket, he's able to step up into space to make a throw. I haven't seen him be able to do that.
Yeah, what happens with him is he throws off his back foot and throws picks in the back of the end zone.
Yes, and so I think that's an issue. Jake Locker, to me, is a non-factor. I think he's useless. Jake Locker is 55% his senior year.
How can you be so hyped as the number one pick for last year, decide to go back to school, be awful during the season, drop to the third round in people's projections, then all of a sudden you're back in the first round?
Well, to be honest, Jake Locker was not good his junior year either. 58% passer, 2,800 yards, 21-11 touchdown interception
ratio. But he's a raw athlete.
Whatever that case may be. He's just not going to be a good NFL quarterback. And like I said, the interviews I've seen and heard of him, I don't think he believes he's an NFL quarterback. I think he's hiding. I think he's saying to himself, I can't believe I'm getting away with this because I'm not an NFL quarterback. Andy Dalton is another guy that, yeah, I think he's good. Yeah, I think under some good tutelage, he could be a pretty good quarterback. But guys like Peter King from SI have this guy going 15th overall in the draft. And if Dalton is going 15th overall in the draft, the Lions are going to be in great shape because that means there's a ton of quarterbacks going.
The funniest thing, and we're talking with the Peter King, he did his mock draft. When did that? That came out, what, 5 days ago already?
It was Monday or Tuesday on SI.
It's his last one, and it's really confusing to follow because he puts who he thinks the team will take, then who he thinks the team should take.
Yep.
And for about seven teams in the top 10, I think
they should take Andy Dalton.
He is the best quarterback ever. Yeah, he's going to look real good holding clipboard.
He's going to single-handedly push Andy Dalton up 17 spots in this draft. No doubt about it. Okay, let's talk a little bit about, I want three guys that you think are going to be successes in this league, and try and think outside the box with this. Don't just go Patrick Peterson, so on and so forth. You can use one or two, but I want at least one guy outside the box, and three guys that you think are just absolutely screwed and are not going to be good.
Okay, first off, for outside the box, I'll go Mike Pouncey, the center guard from Florida.
Raw talent?
Yeah,
but
his brother came in a year early, and you might remember him from being the center for the Super Bowl runners-up, the Pittsburgh Steelers Pro Bowler.
Yes.
And I believe, which twin was the center at Florida?
I think this Pouncey, the one we're talking about.
Yeah,
now.
I think so too. So his brother was able to switch and play center. I think he'll do a very good job in the interior of that. Let's see. For the obvious, I think Marcell Dareus is the best player who could be the top pick that people don't really mention.
Yes. Yeah, he just kind of brings everything to the table. And a lot of times when you have a defensive tackle that's no nonsense, just all business and just fills his gaps and does things like that, it kind of goes unnoticed because that's what you expect a defensive tackle to do. So right. If you don't do anything outstanding but you also don't do anything bad, a lot of times you go under the radar.
Yeah, and D-tackle, unless you're Ndamukong Suh, is not a sexy pick there. The other guy who, it's not necessarily outside the box, but Kyle Rudolph, the tight end from Notre Dame. I think he was injured this last year, but he is a very good receiver from the tight end position.
Okay. All right, fair enough. And you three players you think are going to do absolutely horrible?
Oh, well, obviously, quarterbacks not included. I mean, because I agree with you completely that they're not going to do well. I don't know that I really like Nick Fairley.
Okay.
He's
1 year
okay.
Wonder kind of scares you, or
yeah,
what exactly is it?
That his attitude on the field. I mean, it's okay when you're in college and you definitely are the best player you can be. But, I mean, he's not the most, what's the word that I can use here that's radio safe?
I don't know.
He doesn't show good sportsmanship.
Okay. He's dirty.
Yes, he's a very dirty player, and I don't see that going well. Akeem Ayers, he's the linebacker that's thrown in after Von Miller. I think he's just thrown in as that next linebacker. I don't really know that he's necessarily the best, and kind of in that same mix, Cam Jordan, the D-end from Cal. He's thrown in as a speed rusher. It's kind of that name where you don't know much about him, and it's like, oh yeah, there's so many D-ends, here's that next guy. And, I mean, who was the guy that the Jaguars took 10th overall? last year. I'll look, but I have a feeling it'd be the same way.
Okay, fair enough. My three guys that I like, my three guys that I think are going to have excellent NFL careers. Number one is a guy not a lot of people are talking about. He's going to end up being about a third-round pick, is Will Hill, a free safety out of Florida. And Will Hill's a junior, but he also was very underrated at Florida. Came up and got a few sacks, good in coverage, good in run support. I think Will Hill, the safeties are really low this year. The top safety is supposed to go in the third round this year, somewhere around there. So I think Will Hill could end up being a pretty good pro.
One note on him, if you ever have a chance, take a look at his Twitter account. I'm not sure what his handle is. He is a very interesting individual.
Is he?
It might not be all safe for work. So on your own time, check out his Twitter.
Fair enough. Fair enough. And see, he's a character. Look at that. And I like characters. Number two, I think Jimmy Smith is going to end up being a pretty good cornerback. He's out of Colorado. He's got some character issues, but he's got great size, good speed. Anytime you can get a quarterback that's 6'2" and can go up against prototypical wide receivers, you're in a good situation. And what's hurting Jimmy Smith is not his talent. It's not his coverage skills. It's his acting off the field. And I think once he gets into an NFL locker room and he sees that he is not top dog like he was at a place like Colorado, I think he will end up being a pretty good pro once he's set in his place. And then finally, I think Daquan Bowers is going to end up being a good pro. I know a lot of people are worried about his injuries. He may not end up being a good pro for a long time. He may only last 10 years, but I think Daquan Bowers is going to be a good pro. Now, the three guys that I do not like, we've said this all along, Blaine Gabbert. That's my one obvious. I can't stand Blaine Gabbert. I think Blaine Gabbert is a huge mistake. I think if the Bills take him, it's J.P. Lossman part two. I just think it's a horrible idea to draft Blaine Gabbert in the first round. If you want to take him as a second round quarterback, great. But if anybody's going to take a risk and get him in the first round, especially a top 10 pick, good luck with that, because it's not going to end up well. Number two, Robert Quinn, the defensive end out of North Carolina. As Mike Williams taught me in Detroit, I am not a big fan, and as Maurice Clarett taught us, I'm not a big fan of players who take a year off of football and then come back and enter the draft. Not a big fan. You have something to say?
Oh, man. You bringing up Mike Williams, I remember.
Oh, my God.
I was watching ESPN. I was watching SportsCenter one morning. Or, I don't know. They were doing their draft tracker. Mel Kiper is talking about, I believe it was A.J. Green, and he's moved him up now to his number one spot, I believe, or maybe number two. In his defense, he goes, well, I don't think he's going to be the first player taken, but I think he's the best player in the draft. And I did that with Kelvin Johnson. I had him number as the best player.
Wow, that was very big of you,
yeah,
Mel.
Exactly. I did that with Larry Fitzgerald, that stuff. And then to also defend his point, I had Mike Williams as a top player.
Good for you.
You just lost all of your credibility by saying, yes, I thought that
Unless
Mike Williams was the best player.
To defend him, is he talking Mike Williams, Tampa Bay Mike Williams, or was he talking Mike Williams, Detroit Mike Williams?
Detroit Mike Williams.
Okay.
It had to be, because because the other one was
I'm just trying to give Mel his due. You know, he's been there a long time. Maybe he knows what he's talking about. And actually, it's funny that you bring up A.J. Green, because that's my third pick of somebody I don't think is going to be a good pro.
Really?
I look at A.J. Green, and I think to myself, prototypical wide receiver that would make you drool at the combine, but is not going to end up being a good pro. He never went over 1,000 yards at Georgia, never went over 60 catches at Georgia, with good quarterbacks there to give him passes. I think that he could end up being a pretty disappointing pro for what they are projecting him. Do I think he's going to be good? I think he'll be okay. But do I think he's going to be a number one Pro Bowl wide receiver? I don't think A.J. Green's going to be there.
Do you think Julio Jones is going to be that?
I do. I do think Julio Jones will end up being. I think it's going to take him 3 years like it takes a lot of receivers to do. I love the build of Julio Jones. He's a much better route runner than people give him credit for. And we talk about how great Patrick Peterson is. Patrick Peterson, the only receiver I ever saw in college give Patrick Peterson trouble was Julio Jones. And Patrick Peterson, in my opinion, is the best player in this draft. So I am a big believer in Julio Jones. I think he could be a great player. Ken, when we come back, we're going to take a rest from the draft. However, we will be talking with Dave Burkett at 10 o'clock from the Detroit Free Press about the Detroit Lions in the draft. But coming up next, we'll talk about Dane Fife and the hire at Michigan State. So we can kick off 1320 WILS.